Amelia's just 16. We've changed her name to protect her identity. She's told me her ex was violent towards her and she feared that one day things might go too far and she'd end up dead. She's decided to speak to me about her experience, though, because she wants to help stop other young people suffering the same abuse.
Every time I had an argument, she used to flip and she used to hit me.
So she was violent with you?
Yeah, she was violent. She did a lot of other stuff as well, which shouldn't happen in a relationship, but you get on with it and you get on with your life afterwards because that's how it has to be.
Like many, Amelia didn't realise what was happening at first.
Obviously, it was my first love, so I was madly in love, and in my eyes, it weren't no wrong. Until now, I realised that it is wrong, and I realised I shouldn't have gone through that as long as I did.
She's now in a safe house and getting support from the Young Women's Housing Project in Sheffield. Emma Mansers, a support worker there.
A lot of the young women we work with have been in controlling relationships, abusive relationships, but equally doing some outreach work that I've done across the city in colleges and schools. A lot of young people, I don't think, necessarily understand what controlling behaviour is and how that can be a form of abuse. And I think it is a lot more common than maybe we realise.
Jo Marr's in charge of the project. She says more could be done in schools and colleges around healthy relationships.
From our experience in our project, young women will potentially have felt that they weren't making choices about everyday things. So it's not necessarily big issues in life, although it might be those as well. It potentially is about, you know, where they go, who they spend their time with, how long they're allowed to go out to do whatever it is they want to do.
Well, it's the national charity Women's Aid which has launched the new campaign to raise awareness of the issue, particularly amongst teenagers.